Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Satan's operation, which was predicted more than 2,000 years ago. And regardless whether Jesus and God is real, the blueprint of Christianity is proven historically to stop this evil. And the globalists are targeting it because they know it's the answer, because of course it's real. But there are going to be countless opportunists and devils that are going to try to put themselves in between you and God. There's a lot of great pastors. I'm not saying they're bad, but there are some that try to mislead. That's why Jesus said you need a personal relationship with God, and that's what Christ and the New Testament was all about. But getting back to Justin, start over a little bit. You were saying it wasn't until you were in lockdown in Spain listening to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on the show that something happened. Please continue.
Well, Alex, yeah, it was your show. I was listening to the podcast. I mean, like I said earlier, I've been listening nearly daily for 15 years, and something in what he was saying, it just reached into my soul and touched something, and I just felt, I remember saying to myself, if this guy's church was in Tampa, as soon as I get home to Tampa, I would be there every day. And I didn't even know his church was in Tampa until the end of the broadcast, where he announced where the River Church was. And as soon as I got back to Florida in December 2020, after the holidays were done, it was the first Sunday of 2021, and it was a Sunday morning, and I sat bolt upright in bed, like wide awake, like I've got to go to the river. It was something truly profound, and I went to the church that day. I have never watched a service or anything like that online. I kind of even forgot about it until I was at that moment. It was kind of weird. And I got touched. I hadn't even gotten out of my car. And it was like a medicine ball hit me in my chest. And I was like pushed back into the car seat. And I was like, wow, this is the power of God stuff that people have been hearing about all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's a big spirit. Powerful.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, and I guess the reason for me telling this story is to just say to people that once you submit to God and the Holy Spirit and give your life to Jesus, things will just start happening in your life. And I was used to, you know, God's talked to me my whole life. I didn't even realize it. You know, you think of it, I used to think of it as my gut, you know, that gut feeling. And every time I ignored my gut, you know, it was the wrong thing to do. And ever since I started going to Pastor Rodney's church, the river at Tampa Bay, the listening and obeying, that's the most important thing. You have to be obedient to that voice. And as soon as you just obediently follow that voice and trust that it's good and it's got, you know, your best interests at heart and the best interests of the world at heart, things just start unlocking, doors start opening. Just profound, you'll have profound experiences just like I've had. And it's been the most incredible year. But the beautiful symbiotic thing about this is that the increases I've seen in my own life, you know, I make more money now than I've ever made in my life before, and it's been truly incredible. But the brilliant thing about that is, you know, I don't live some ostentatious lifestyle. All that increase enables me to give more money into the info. It enables me to tithe more money into my church. It enables me to help other people in the community. And I get so much joy from being able to do that. And it all comes down.
And that's what's beautiful. And the more you do it, the more you're given. That is exactly how it works. And that's why Christian nations, even though they aren't purely Christian, but they try, they are the ones that have all the prosperity and all the power. And everyone wants to come there, is because where there is Christ, there is prosperity. Where there is the devil, there is collapse and evil and pain. Very powerful, Justin. Thank you for calling. Powerful call. God bless you. All right. Monica, and then Carlos, and then Marcos, and then California, and others. Rodney. We're going to say everybody straight ahead. Stand by. And I got to go quick now. I want to get to everybody. Please stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we took some truly amazing phone calls in the last hour, and that's why a lot of times I say first-time callers, and we're on a topic so we can stay on the topic. Other times, wide-open phones anywhere you want to go, and I love the wild card effect of it. And we're going back to your calls right now. Monica, thank you for holding from North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you today. I'm calling from North Carolina. I was the first protester who was protesting against governor shutdown to be arrested nationwide.
Wow.
So my attorney sent a letter to Governor Cooper here in North Carolina asking, did we not have the right to protest?
And for folks that don't know, because we can probably look it up, there's probably a news article about it, Monica. Tell us where you were protesting, what happened?
So I was protesting in a public parking lot near Governor Cooper's mansion. It was an extremely peaceful protest. We were, most of us, in my corner of the parking lot anyway, we were in or near our cars. We were staying 6 feet apart from each other. We were just playing patriotic music, introducing ourselves. And after my arrest, the police, and it's still there on their Twitter feed and on their Facebook page, announced to the world, basically, that protesting was a non-essential activity.
Yeah, that's something they did to conservatives, not just here, but around the world. If you were Black Lives Matter or a communist group, you could protest in France or England or the U.S. But if you were a Christian or a conservative protesting, well, then in some jurisdictions, the police would even tackle people and brutalize them and take them to jail. So that's what happened to you, huh?
I went peacefully, and I actually informed some of the news footage showed one of my statements as I was taken away was that the police were just doing their job and I was just doing mine. And I honestly felt at the time that once it got, when you're arrested, it's no longer your fight with the police. It's now a fight with the court.
Well, let me expand on this. I found a WXII report saying people arrested for protesting the lockdown. Wow, is that the demonstration you were talking about?
Later on, there were more. So mine was the first nationwide, and I was the only one that stayed in the parking lot.
Ah, so you were the tip of the spear. Well, thank God you helped reopen the country. We salute you.
Thank you. So my attorney did receive a letter back from Governor Cooper stating, of course, what we already knew, which is my constitution overrides your governor's order. But I was found guilty in court about a year ago for defying the governor's order and for trespassing on public property where I pay taxes. And it's in appeals court right now, so I'm calling in because I want to remind people of a few things. One is they're intimidating us and they're feeding us by fire hose right now. And simultaneously, they're isolating us from each other by censoring news stories but we don't know about each other. So
well, that's right. That's why it's important you call into the show. Now we know about what happened to you. God bless you and thank you. Wow, what a wonderful lady. All right, let's go ahead and go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, welcome, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Basically, what I wanted to mention to you is that the effort to have a world government has taken place before. It's not the first time that the same players that are behind the moves now were in the 1920s, actually, in January 1920, they proposed the League of Nations.
Sure, it's the very same people. It was the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Absolutely. And whenever I sort of like wonder, oh, gee, you know, I'm losing my focus on history, I read one quote and it brings me right back. And it's a quote from Mayor Amschel Rothschild, 1773, as you know, was an important day for me. But it says here, let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws. Now, when I read that, it puts me right back where it belongs, because you see, the supply lines to the globalists is money. And Canadians and Americans pay taxes, and we're paying through our taxes for these people to go ahead and bring about world government. Now, when the League of Nations was proposed to the American people, when they had a government that they could rely on, was not going to be a government to kill them or destroy them or to steal their future, this government rejected the League of Nations. I can't believe that there are 50 governors in the states that will approve having the sovereignty of the United States in the health of the individual surrendered to some global organization that's going to be run by people like Bill Gates. I can't believe.
I mean, it's barely on Fox News. It's almost no coverage other than independent shows like this one, which is super frustrating, folks. I wish it was everywhere. It's like, hey, we're the only ones covering it. The UN openly has announced with Bill Gates that the World Economic Forum will be in control of everybody's health care with the UN, and they're going to be meeting the 23rd to 28th. Just absolutely outrageous. We've got to raise the alarm bell.
That's right. Alex, may I make a comment?
Yes.
A last comment on Ukraine. First of all, the World Economic Forum has been putting out this fellow, Yuval Hariri, some sort of spokesperson. Well, I have to tell you something. He's a history professor of medieval history. He has absolutely no real authority, I guess.
Sure, they just celebrate him because he says psychotic stuff like, we're going to kill everybody, you're all slaves. I mean, he's just their spokesperson because he says what they believe.
What I would like, I'm a neuropsychologist by training, and I can tell you, as I said, I never wanted to explain to you the sources of my training, but if you ever have the time, I will. But I want to tell you something. All these people that are talking about the brain, they know nothing. First of all, if you put nanoparticles into the brain and you think you're going to control it, I got news for you. The brain has an immune system built in, and it will reject it. And you
sure, all you're going to give somebody is Alzheimer's. All you're going to do is cause brain plaques.
Oh, and you're going to create more than that. You're going to create a lot of mental illness. You think your brain has decision-making abilities that are going to be countered by some external unknown force? You got me. You're crazy.
Well, you know, they're selling the nanoparticles they're now putting in the food in the U.S. FDA just said we have no jurisdiction as something that's going to augment us. But you're absolutely right. All it's going to cause is mental illness and death. Thank you so much, Carlos. Incredible call. I'd love to have him back on as a guest. He's so smart. Really, really well-known scientist up in Canada from Spain. All right, let's take another call. I promise to jam a lot in here. Who's up next here? Who's going to hold the longest? That would be Rodney in Missouri. Rodney, welcome. Go ahead. Hey, Rodney, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes.
Okay, awesome. I just had an idea. One thing that I would think a lot of InfoWars would have would be gold. And this may be a stupid idea. Let me preface to that. But what if anyone that sent in 1 ounce of gold, you gave them back a 1/10 ounce gold coin with like a certificate of authenticity /
hey, that'd be great because I don't have any gold. I don't have any gold. I used to have gold, and my ex-wife got in the divorce, and but I'm literally out of money myself.
Yeah, no. So that's what I was thinking. It would really help out the InfoWar. And, you know, anyone that sent him one ounce, get back to 1/10 ounce, and it'd really just be to help the InfoWars. And,
that's a beautiful idea. We ought to print a 1/10 ounce original coin, minute, and then tell folks, send us your coin, bullion, whatever, and then we'll be able to sell it from the operation, and they get a little piece of history. That's our listeners would come through with that. I know they would. We're going to do that, brother. Your idea is going to happen.
Yeah, because I think that would be amazing. And then, like, you sign all of them. That would be the main. That would be like the one only the people that send in the 1 ounce would get. And then you can make 9 others.
1,000,000,000%. Somebody sends us an ounce of gold, they're going to get a handwritten note. Because that's what we need is things that have a big profit in them to fight. I haven't announced this yet, but we now officially know, and it's going to come out soon, it is George Soros behind all the lawsuits behind us. And he's basically getting ready to officially announce he's trying to take me down. So, Rodney, beautiful point. I'll hold you over in case you got anything else. And I'm going to get to Marcos. Trucker Josh, California is up next after Rodney and then Michael as well. And we got MTG popping in as well with some big news. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Troyer, who, by the way, was always a great talk show host. Man, he is just a dynamite five-star host. He's really smart and really, really, really gone to a whole other level. Be sure and check that out. Same thing, Harris and Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m., Infowars.com/show. Rodney, great idea. We'll implement that. We got to fund this operation. We just got into the black, so everybody keep supporting us, or we'll go right back in the red. Great products at Infowarsstore.com. Well, what else is on your mind, sir?
I've also called in. I was the same guy that called in about Ray Epps. And at one point, I mean, that was absolutely true what I said, and I don't think he was lying. But obviously, I think he already had the seizure. They had the seizure planned so that they could get out. And one thing I wanted to say, why aren't some of our politicians getting this guy under oath?
Yeah, why does the FBI want to talk to me when I'm on record trying to stop what happened, and they know damn well that I was just there giving a speech on the 5th and along for the ride and, you know, trying to organize peaceful demonstrations, same thing I've done many times. I have no history of that. It'd be idiotic to take over the Capitol. It blew up in everybody's face when some people did it. And then you've got all these provocateurs, and none of them have been arrested like Ray Epps. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no, you saved me. You saved me, honestly. You know, like, I may have went in if it wasn't for you there saying not to. I mean, it is ridiculous.
Well, God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call. Let's go to California Dreaming. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, God bless you. I love you. I'm calling because, first of all, I've been listening every day for 5 years. I never miss a moment of your show. I use a whole litany of your products every single day. I've spent thousands of dollars trying to support the InfoWar. And the reason I'm calling today, I'll get right to the point, is that the Bible, a lot of people look at the book of Revelation to kind of try to describe what's going on these days, but I think the book of Judges and the book of Kings are very informative as well, because if you look, the Israelites became decadent and disobedient, and God allowed enemies to rise up and afflict them, and they would get taken over, essentially. And then God would
rise
up.
That's right. Both those books are about God warning the Israelites of them becoming decadent again like we are, going back into bondage, having a revival, and being delivered again.
Amen. And I think what's going on now, I spend a lot of time on Gab communicating with people who are patriots, and I love them, but I think a lot of people are still in kind of a cult of Trump and putting a lot of trust in Trump and not trust in God. Now, let's look at what Trump, we've been seeing from him lately. You know, he, first of all, he didn't pardon Assange, which I think is an inexcusable faux pas. He had Dr. Oz on the stage the other night endorsing him, and Dr. Oz has come out and openly endorsed the death shot. Trump also touted his partnership with the J&J CEO the other day and bragged about knowing him. And, you know, he led Operation Warp Speed. He's been touting the death shots. And, you know, I think at this point we need to realize that we can't put our trust in the man that is Trump. I know that he, you know, first of all, he's either completely tone deaf or he's a capitulated deep stater. But I think the point is we need to, like a lot of the callers have been saying, is get right with God, focus on God. And when we turn back to the temple symbolically, that's when he will deliver us. And that was what I wanted to call about.
Well, I totally agree. No king but King Jesus. Trust in God, not in man. I don't think Trump's a bad person. But once he gets committed to something, he's very pigheaded. And I agree. He's very tone deaf with Dr. Oz. He's making a lot of people mad. My big issue is the globalists trying to start World War III, trying to shut down free speech in America, and I'm just wanting to get a lot of good Republicans elected in the midterms, and Trump's helping do that. He's not perfect, but I absolutely agree with it, and I've got some major problems. Thank you, sir. All right, let's take another caller here in the order they are received. Let's talk to Marcos in Ohio. Marcos, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex. How are you?
You know, I'm in the middle of the fight like all of us, brother. I'm just trying to get the average person to realize that they're in a fight.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm just calling to thank you and the crew for everything you do and all the supporters for keeping you going. And I just had a couple suggestions for the show, if you don't mind.
Please.
I just wondered maybe there's a way you could do like a raffle, say for a $20 shirt, and then charge $5 for an entry. I bet every bit of 10 people would do it. So you,
there's a lot of ways for us to raise money, and we're doing it. We're just toe-to-toe with Soros trying to shut us down. But we're going to stay on air thanks to all you folks out there.
Yes, sir. Two more things. I was going to say maybe put like a little megaphone icon on your website where somebody can record like a 10-second clip to get out to all the other info warriors. Maybe you could charge for it or do it for free. And I'd ask maybe you could play the national anthem once a week on your show if you could find the time.
Absolutely. I know that, you know, I've got a video of my, she's now five-year-old daughter. Saying the Pledge of Allegiance. She just randomly started saying it the other day. So I told her, let me find it. So I told her, I said, well, go ahead and say that again on video here. Keep going while I find it, sir.
And then that'd be it. And I'd just like to give a shout out to my friend, Mr. Mahan, and thank you again for everything you do.
Well, thank you, brother. And I really appreciate you guys caring about the show. And look, when you just buy the supplements and things like that, it funds the operation. Everybody needs high-quality B12, everybody, especially Caucasians. A lot of Caucasians have a mutation where you can't absorb vitamin B12 very, very easily, or vitamin B, period. Just like black folks need more vitamin D, or people with brown skin more than white folks, white people, especially Northern Europeans, so many issues if you don't have it. It's back in stock. We got to blow it out. We need the funds. 40% off, even though with supply chain breakdown, it's been a long time since we got more of it in. And you can also get it with X2, even though that's going to sell out soon, for 40% off as well. And so, again, folks, that is 40% off on Ultra 12, and get it 40% off with Survival Shield X2. Both these will blow you away. They're so essential. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me show you. I'm not going to show her face here, but I'm going to play the audio of my now 5-year-old daughter. I'm just going to show the bottom half of her. Go ahead and show a video shot of this. I want you to hear her saying the national anthem just out of the blue.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which it stands, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good stuff. And that's what the future is all about. And you can say, well, America's not perfect. We shouldn't pledge allegiance to it. Okay, well, what do you pledge allegiance to? The New World Order, Klaus Schwab, the UN, the Hollywood, Democratic Party, the Church of Satan? That's the question there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Marcos, thank you so much for the call. All right, Trucker Josh and Michael, if you want to hold on, love for you too. If not, I'm sorry you've had to hold so long. You can come on with us. I'd love to hear from you after MTG joins us with some big breaking news on the other side on so many fronts, including the court saying, okay, you're allowed to run. The Democrats can't disqualify you for no reason. So, wanted to get her on. She has joined us very graciously. We appreciate that. We've got this other George Soros and EPA news that deals with free speech. Talk about tyrants, talk about thugs, talk about enemies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's going to sell very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have.
Well, George Soros and the Democratic Party tried as hard as they could to stop her from being able to run for Congress again because they want to stop the will of the voters. They wanted to do that because she wanted to question the election results, something they do almost every major election. Challenge over Marjorie Taylor Greene's eligibility fails. Shame on them, and it's failed on a bunch of other members of Congress as well. Meanwhile, we have George Soros, operative, appointed as Biden's Ministry of Truth co-chair, and we have 20 states threatened legal action over DHS Ministry of Truth board. MTG on the road, graciously popping in for just a little while. Thank you so much. And I want to say congratulations, for fighting back and winning, but at the same time, you shouldn't have even had to be in court. You don't have a criminal record. You weren't under indictment. You're not a felon. They had no reason to do this. This really discredits them, but congratulations still.
Well, thank you, Alex. And it does discredit them, and shame on them for ever putting me through this and putting the people in my district through this. You know, people have been really upset around here. They've been talking about lawsuits. They've been talking about how can we get these attorneys disbarred because they're perversing our courtrooms, politicizing our courtrooms. And frankly, that's really election meddling. That's what they're doing. They're trying to meddle in our Georgia election because we were willing to ask questions and work hard and object on January 6th. There's nothing wrong with objecting, and none of us had anything to do with what happened, you know, the riots and all that on January 6th. But, you know, these same people, you don't see them crying out about abortion protesters showing up at Supreme Court justice houses. You don't see any of that, and that's completely illegal. But, you know, this is the way it rolls in politics. The Democrats will do anything they can to destroy our freedoms, and that's what they're trying to do right now.
Where do you go from here? Because you shouldn't even have to sit there and been on the stand. And although, how dare you say that Nancy Pelosi has engaged in treasonous activity? Everything they've done, cutting off our pipelines, our energy, leaving our borders totally undefended in the South. I mean, all these things are what I would call classical treason.
Of course they are. And, I mean, that's what their job is to do, is to protect our borders. They're supposed to protect the borders of the state. That's the role of the federal government. They've completely abandoned that. I mean, our government is allowing our country to be overrun. They're helping it be overrun. They're enabling it. Joe Biden has basically invited everyone to just come on into the United States. And he's the best friends and the best business partner with the cartels they've ever had. But, yeah, what's going on right now is totally out of control. And here's something I've been asking questions about, Alex, and maybe you can help me out because I've got no answers from anyone else. Here's the FBI geofencing around the Capitol to go after people that rioted and walked around, you know, the MAGA grandmas and tourists that walked around inside the Capitol. Then we have, you know, the CDC using geofencing to track people's movements during lockdowns, tyrannical lockdowns that should have never happened in the first place. But now we've got a movie that came out, 2,000 Mules, and I can't get anybody in my state to buy geofencing data and aggregate it to track, you know, absentee ballot traffickers, which we know happened. So I've been making a bunch of phone calls because I'm really upset about this, and I think it's time that this gets investigated.
Well, you're absolutely right. They use all this geolocating against peaceful Americans and to track everybody illegally under COVID. But known criminals in other situations with human trafficking, oh, suddenly they can't use it.
Yeah, that's right. It's insane, and it makes no sense whatsoever. But, you know, if they can use it, then I think we should be able to use it, too, and find out how people what they did with these absentee ballots. And these are the right things to look into, you know, and they did. I mean, I watched that movie just this past week, and I was shocked, absolutely shocked, and also blown away at the hard work of the people at True the Vote that were able to solve the mystery that no one else apparently has been able to solve. But I'm really hoping that I see people step up to the plate. I'm tired of the arguments and politics. I just want people to do the right thing, enforce our laws, and make sure that this never happens again.
I'm glad you raised this film, because that was one of the topics I wanted to get to with you. I've seen it now, very powerful, geolocating, shows all the proof, the same people putting in hundreds and hundreds of ballots at multiple locations, and the Democrats spin and say, oh, they're voting for their family, they're wearing plastic gloves, they're wearing masks. We know this is how they did it, Congresswoman, and now we have a smoking gun, and so what are they doing? They're suppressing it and censoring it, of course.
Yes, of course. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, everyone is waiting. They're like, when is someone going to finally prosecute this? And now the True the Vote people, they have done all the hard work. So I'm really hoping to see people in Georgia step up to the plate and investigate it. Because if what's good for the goose is ought to be good for the gander. And if the FBI can use geofencing data to go after people around the Capitol, if the CDC can use geofencing data, tracking people during lockdowns, then surely to God, people here in Georgia and Wisconsin, Arizona, all these other states can use the same methods and stop this criminal activity before they do it again. Because I'll tell you what, Alex, Stacey Abrams, she wants more than anything to be governor of Georgia. And so it'd be foolish to think she wouldn't do this and help this to happen again. So I'm just starting to make phone calls. I've been making phone calls, and I want people to give me an answer on why we are not using this method. The people at True the Vote should have never had to spend the money to do it in the first place. We should have the people that it's their jobs to, uphold the law and prosecute criminals. I want them to do it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. With 183 days out from this midterm, all the political science and numbers show biggest political realignment in U.S. history. It was already happening in the last 6-7 years, but the attempts to suppress us have only supercharged it. Now we're seeing double, triple the numbers in blacks and Hispanics saying they're going to vote Republican. Democratic voters in record levels say they're going to vote Republican. What's the deep state Democratic Party going to do? You're up there around these swamp creatures all day long. What are they planning to do to try to stop this? Because I know they don't want this landslide to happen.
Well, they've got to blame Putin, of course. They've got to blame Putin and blame the war in Ukraine. For the high inflation and the high gas prices. And everybody knows that is a load of BS. No one is buying it. This inflation started happening before this. The gas prices were going out of control before that happened. And, I'm out here in my district. It's absolutely beautiful. And I've been talking to farmers day after day, Alex. And I can't tell you how much trouble farmers are in right now, because this inflation and the cost of fuel going up has made their jobs that are already difficult. A lot of times farmers have been barely getting by for decades now because of government regulation and all the stuff that goes on with it that makes it difficult. But now inflation and gas prices is making it to where many of them are talking about going out of business. Cattle farmers are talking about selling their cattle at the end of the season and never being able to be cattle farmers anymore. Chicken integrators, small farms, they are crumbling. And I want to tell you how scary this is, because our food security is our national security. Food security is national security, Alex. And when our government leaders are making it impossible for farmers to be able to continue to farm, when they make it impossible for cattle farmers to be able to afford to grow and bale hay and grow their animals and feed them and sell them at markets to make a profit, they are failing the best people in our country. Because our farmers they stand for all of our values, traditional family values, freedom, independence, the ability to live and sustain yourself and your family off the land. The Biden administration and Democrats are ruining that, and they're destroying the very important, most critical part of the fabric of America, and that is our farmers. And I'm so upset about this. It has me so angry, but they're doing it on purpose. I mean, they want to be the global economy. They want to be completely involved. And here we have these random, supposedly accidental fires at food processing plants.
Hold on. That's, I know you're on the side of the road and graciously stopped to talk to us, but just do a few more minutes here on the side, because I want to. Now Walmart distribution centers are blowing up and burning down. Now it's over 50 of these centers. I've talked to statisticians and insurance companies. I know Tucker Carlson looked into it. It's mathematically impossible. It's one out of like a billion this to be happening. What is going on? Everything the globalist is doing is about destroying real sustainability and making things collapse to bring in their new world order. We'll talk about it with MTG straight ahead. Stay with us.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
To the town of
MTG is our guest for a few more minutes. Stop on the side of the road to speak to us and talk about the outrageous nature of the Democratic Party lawyers all over the country trying to keep Congress members from running for Congress who to be reelected because they dare question the 2020 election, proving that they want to steal elections. It's just unbelievable. Oh, you're saying we want to steal elections, so you can't run for election when our own State Department goes around the world trying to mine other people's elections, but we can't even pass our own State Department rules here in the United States. But you were getting into something, MTG, really central here, and that is these giant distribution centers and food factories and processing facilities blowing up and burning up every day, statistically impossible. You've got a lot of connections, a lot of intel. We look at the pipelines being shut down, the dollar being devalued, the Cloward and Piven strategy to bring America to its knees by destroying capitalism, by sabotage. That's what this is. I mean, there's so many signs of it everywhere. What do you think is really going on, and what are you hearing?
Well, I think people are beginning to realize this may be more than just a coincidence. And I can tell you, manufacturing plants, it is common that there can be fires. Sometimes if a manufacturing plant is old, occasionally a fire will happen. But this is such a common occurrence right now, especially in the past few months, Alex. It doesn't seem to be a coincidence, and it shouldn't be happening. And why is it food processing plants over and over and over, like you're talking about? And it's extremely concerning in a time where inflation is out of control. Food prices are already so expensive, and farmers are suffering. And we're looking at the real possibility of food shortages this summer just because of the way the Biden administration has completely mismanaged America's economy. I think everyone should be concerned about this. It is certainly something that I'm paying attention to. My team is starting to ask questions on, and I don't think it, you know, I don't want to speculate, but there's too many food processing plants this is happening at, and it's too frequent of an occurrence. And no one in charge seems to care. We don't see the FBI or the Department of Justice. We don't see people holding press conferences saying what is going on. You know, we've got mothers at grocery stores crying because they can't find baby formula, which is just horrendous and heartbreaking. But I think we have a real crisis on our hands, and I think it's something that people need to pay serious attention to and demand investigations happen.
Well, that's right. Maybe the FBI wasn't using thousands and thousands of agents to arrest January 6th peaceful protesters. We would have answers, or we know about all the increases in child smuggling on the border. I want to hit one more topic, the big disinformation board run by George Soros. Mayorkas was in front of the Senate last week. There's a short clip of Senator Paul destroying him.
Policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
Here's the problem. We can't even agree. We can't even agree what disinformation is. You can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media? I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want you to guard guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is. Sam. Government is largely disseminating disinformation.
Government is the largest disseminator of disinformation. There's no doubt about that. And mainstream media lies on purpose and has the lowest approval rating with the public anywhere. So it's preposterous when you pull back that they want to disqualify you for running for office for no reason. They want to censor everybody with a censorship board, a literal ministry of truth. I know there's calls in Congress to block this. Where do you see that going, Congresswoman?
Well, I just want to say God bless Rand Paul. You know, he just said it. I haven't seen that clip yet. That's fantastic. I mean, what about misinformation? I love it that he brought up weapons of mass destruction leading the United States into invading Iraq after 19 terrorists from Saudi Arabia, you know, pulled off 9/11. So, you know, there's so many things. You can't trust the government. They shouldn't be in charge of what's information and what's not misinformation. Senator Paul, he's completely correct. The government is the biggest distributor of misinformation. So we don't want their ministry of truth. It's not 1984. We're in 2022, and we really don't want that type of communism in America. I think the November elections can't come quick enough, Alex. And I think people are eyes wide open. I think the Democrats are going to be shocked that voters don't really feel like the bots and the trolls and the little activists on Twitter say they feel. They're gonna find out something different.
And that's why they're in a race to bankrupt the country and have it in such disarray, try to cause a civil war over this Roe v. Wade thing that we're all distracted by that, but it's not going to work. How do people find everything MTG in Congress? You've also got your own website. Your congressional site is awesome. What's the best site for folks to visit, Congresswoman?
Well, check out my social media. I try to keep the information out there and not the misinformation. Like the Democrats do. But yeah, anywhere you can find me on social media, I'm on all the platforms. I'm hanging on by a thread on Twitter and Facebook. They've almost banned me, but I'm on all the others. Look for the verified account. Don't go for the fake account. But mtgforamerica.com is my website. And I just want to thank everyone for your great support when they were trying to get my name off the ballot. And I just want to say we won. They couldn't get rid of me. So thank you, everyone, for your help.
I'm going to let you go, but I forgot one more thing. That was a very powerful press conference you gave where you said myself and Milo and others need to be in a roundtable with Elon Musk. Elon says it'll take a few months to get control of Twitter. Do you think he'll give you back your main Twitter? Do you think he'll put me back on? Do you think he'll put President Trump back on? What do you think of Elon Musk in closing?
Well, I don't know. I judge someone by their actions and not by their words. And I'm really waiting to see what Elon Musk actions are going to be as far as protecting freedom of speech. I certainly hope he takes up my invitation for a roundtable. And Alex, I would love to have you there if we can make that happen. So
I would love to be there as well. And I'm going to take up an invitation soon to come to D.C. and get that tour of the Capitol. Thank you so much, MTG. We love you.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Bye.
What a great lady. We need a lot more people like her in Congress. They are so afraid of her. All right. I'm going to start the fourth hour. I'm going to do about 10, 15 minutes. Gerald Celente will take over. Always does a very informative job, a riveting job. I'm going to finish up with Trucker, Josh, and Michael in a minute when we come back. Briefly, though, because I've barely been plugging today, and if I don't, we won't be on air. And I want to thank you all for your support. Plus, these are great products you need. If you don't have vitamin B12 of the high-quality organic type in your life, you're crazy. And I'm not going to get into why Caucasians particularly need it, but everybody needs it. It's back in stock. It's amazing. Take it under the tongue. Tastes great. Totally natural. There's no flavors in it. Natural B12 tastes sweet. It is great for adults, children, especially old people. It is 40% off. NX2 is going to sell out soon. But despite that, I'm comboing it in a combo deal. X2, the deeper crystal iodine, that's beyond essential. It is, ladies and gentlemen, 40% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. Or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you notice something on the screen right there? I didn't talk about this for a few months because I wanted to wait and give them a chance to go back on it. Power Reviews is one of the largest online third-party review sites in the world. We had them for a decade. We had hundreds of thousands of five-star reviews. Things like X2 had over 7,000 five-star reviews and 99% approval rating. And it got sold to a leftist company. And they said, we're not going to let you have your reviews. Real reviews, real people, third-party site, vetted, confirmed, and gone. Every piece of software, everything we have taken away so that you can't write a review, so that people can't see those five stars, and so that people can't see that information, and so that folks can't come together and promote a product. But you're still going to do it word of mouth. You're not going to let them stop us. But that did hurt the site, losing that. And then we fought with them and said, can we at least have the old reviews? And they, oh, yeah, we'll give it to you. Never did. So you think about that. And by the way, you got to pay for the service. So it's a third-party vetting system. They make sure you bought it. They do spot checks to make sure you did the review. And they took it away from us, folks. We paid for it every year, $50-something thousand. You think, well, why do you pay for that? Because you need reviews. And I guess we can create our own review system, but that's why we're busy. That's why we need more money. That's why we're constantly fighting, because we got to have our own servers, our own encoders, our own uplinks, our own systems, our own bandwidth, our own crew, our own legal, our own everything is all compartmentalized here. So please support us. Get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The new immune support is amazing as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we're selling out of the T-shirts. 80% of the T-shirts are sold. They're all limited edition. We'll never make them again. And we're selling them at cost, other than the 1776 shirt. Hour number four, straight ahead, and then in 1 hour, the War Room.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.